And look, our government is so full of garbage that it's a fraud where they're getting vaccinated on TV. That's a saline solution. That is fake. Okay, Dr. Fauci gets the vaccine, and then he's like, yeah, my arm's just a little sore, no big deal. It wasn't the arm he was vaccinated in. And literally, it was a split screen. They literally had a split screen where you see on one side, you know they love the split screen. One side shows him getting vaccinated in his left arm. And then he's going, yeah, you know, it's no big deal. My right arm, you know, he just reaches over and grabs his right arm and says, yeah, my arm's a little sore, but yeah, no big deal. He's grabbing his right arm saying it's a little sore. They're vaccinating on the screen with the left arm at the same time. You know, what did we just watch? That's fake. It's not sore. He just knows that a lot of people feel a little soreness. So he just wants to be like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, a little soreness. You know, that's what everybody has, right? No, because saline doesn't make you sore. You're not going to feel sore from that. Can I get a witness? Lola? So, the point is that obviously these people are fake when they get that on TV. Because here's the thing. First of all, they're probably not even taking it. But even if they did take it, they don't want to take it live on TV, because if they start getting a rash or what, you know, they don't want, because then it would really just freak everyone out. Like there was that one woman who got the vaccine. She's like, oh, it's so great. We're so excited about the vaccine. And, just like, and, then, she, and then the fact checkers are like, no, she did not faint from any individual ingredient in that vaccine. And then you read down the article and it's like, well, it wasn't any individual ingredient because these three people got three totally different vaccines with all different ingredients and they all fainted. So therefore, it was just the vaccine that made her faint, but it wasn't any one particular ingredient. Thank you, fact checker. And look, let me just go off a little bit here, because I want to make you happy, because this is a sermon that doesn't make you happy. Jesus and taxes is not a happy sermon for you. So let me just have a little, let's give you a break. Make you happy, tell you what you want to hear, right? Tell you stuff that you like. Okay. Here's what the independent fact checkers, I saw the perfect meme to describe the independent fact checkers. It showed Paul Revere like riding on a horse saying, the British are coming, the British are coming. And it said, oh, false, because not all the British are coming, just the army. That's literally what every single fact checker article reads like. Well, it's not all the British that are coming. I mean, there's still some people over there in Britain. In Britain. You know? It's like, what? That's a fact check? You know, in principle, the idea of an independent fact checker is actually a good idea. It's a good idea because sometimes, you know, you'll see some archaeologist dusting off some skull that's like 10 feet in diameter. Look, giants, you know? And people post it and think it's real. And that's where you need the fact checker to be like, hey, this is a hoax, this is Photoshop, or whatever. You know, so in principle, it's not a bad idea to have an independent fact checker just for things that are a hoax, not matters of opinion, not just having some hardcore. Folks, these people are real independent, aren't they? Isn't it funny how they're always left-wing 100% of the time? Right. That's independent fact checker. And their articles are so stupid. Like, this is the make you happy part of the sermon. This guy... There's this article that said, man arrested at a ball game for refusing to wear a mask. Fact checkers found this to be false. So I click on the link to see, okay, what's false about this? Well, you know, yeah, they told him he had to wear the mask. He wouldn't wear the mask, so they made him leave because he wouldn't wear the mask. And so then they actually arrest him for trespassing. So basically you're saying he got arrested because he wouldn't put on the mask. Well, no, he wouldn't put on the mask, so they arrested him for trespassing because he wouldn't put on the mask. Or man arrested for running down the beach. Man arrested for jogging on the beach. False. Fact checkers found this to be false. It's like, I click on it, it's like, well, actually, he didn't get arrested for running down the beach. He got arrested because he wasn't supposed to be there running down the beach. And so... that's why he got arrested. It's like, ah! That's what the article said. It's so stupid. Like, or it's just like, woman faints after receiving coronavirus vaccine on live TV. False. False. There was no individual ingredient that made her do it. It's like, what? It's not false that she fainted on TV after getting it. Just get over it. Like, why do they just have to fact check? And literally that woman fainting, there were like five fact checks. It was just like, it was like so many pop-ups are just coming at you or something. Just like, no, this isn't true. This isn't real. This can't be happening. It's like, how many fact checks? And literally, like, you can type in anything into YouTube. And they have these little warning labels. And hey, go to Donald Trump's Twitter. Everything that he says is false, according to them. Like, it's just like, every single tweet is just like, nope. He's the president of the United States. And it's just like, no. But it's totally independent. It's interesting how independent their fact check is. But that's how dumb these are. Like, it's always just some weird pedantic thing about how this article's not true because I know it says that this guy got, you know, hit by a blue car, but it was actually turquoise or something. It's like, so stupid. So look, obviously, look, there's so much fraud and disinfo. And look, Google controls the information. Facebook controls information. YouTube controls the information that's spoofed. I mean, I saw a video where the Native Americans up in Nevada are giving out gift cards if you come vote. Hey, come get a $25 Visa gift card. Here you go. Come down, cash, prizes. Come on down and vote. That's totally illegal. But if you Google, I Googled the name of that organization that was doing that, and every article is just, Trump hates Indians. You know, and can you believe he's attacking these Indians, and what they did is perfectly fine, it's not illegal. I looked it up, and it's totally illegal. You're not allowed to give anyone any kind of a reward, any kind of a prize. You can't give them money. You can't give them a raffle ticket. You cannot reward them or punish them in any way for voting or not voting. But it's just like, nope, just shut up and believe it because we said so. Folks, look, there's so much corruption and fraud right now. And obviously, when something like the coronavirus thing is going on, there are always going to be people that want to kind of jump in and take advantage of that and not let a good crisis go to waste and whatever. So look, obviously, the vaccine being administered on television, it's weird. Like how all these people, look, I'm doing it, see? But you know what? That's like when you get home and your kid's like, I didn't eat any cookies while you were gone. And you're like, I didn't say anything about cookies, but now I realize you did eat cookies. Hey, look, everybody, nothing to see here. Great vaccine. You know what I mean? Look, I'll do it on TV. You don't know what's in that syringe. Give me a break. There's no way that's what they're doing. The whole thing's bogus. The whole thing's a scam. And look, obviously, people are going to twist what I'm saying, and people are going to attack me for saying this. But like I said, I'm not willing to die for that. You know, I'm against it. I'll fight it. I'll fight it tooth and nail. But if it comes down to it, like, do it or die, you know what? I'm not willing to die for that. I'm willing to die for the Word of God. Amen. I'm willing to die for Jesus Christ. I'm willing to die to preach every Word of God. I'm willing to die for lots of other to be able to preach lots of other things in this book. I will not shut up about what this book says. And I'm not going to shut up about what this book says about the Sodomites either. Amen. Okay, you say, well, just leave out that one part and preach the gospel. No, I'm preaching the whole Bible. That's what God has called me to do. And I am willing to die on that hill. I will die to preach the Word of God.